Hello and welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and the EI Live exhibitions, amongst other projects. Since this podcast series began, we've covered many people and topics related to our industry, the AV and home automation industry, from industry associations, distributors, manufacturers, custom install companies, and even the AV, how AV affects your well-being. With a view to ascertain what they can offer the industry and how they can help the installer stroke integrator do their job better. Today, we're joined by Barry Sheldrick, Director of Sales for DBM, probably the newest premium AV distributor in the business, and is working closely with some of the finest AV manufacturers we know in the industry. From separating DBM some 3 years ago from the hugely successful Meridian Audio, DBM made a monumental step forward in September this year by winning the Distributor of the Year at our own Smart Building Awards. I actually recorded a podcast with John Buchanan, CEO of Meridian and DBM, back in May 2022, where he outlined to us the path DBM has set on. So I'm interested to hear what Barry has to say a year on from then. So, Barry, welcome. First time on the podcast, but certainly not a newbie to the industry.
Hi, David. Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. I guess can't really use the "I'm still new here" line anymore. I've been around for a few years for sure. Yeah.
Just out of interest, how long have you been at Meridian, DBM?
So I started in May 2015, so about 8.5 years now. Yeah.
Right. Definitely not a newbie there then.
No, exactly.
But firstly, let's talk about September, Barry. What a fantastic achievement. The Distributor of the Year award. Tell me more about the feeling behind winning Distributor of the Year and how you believe, or how you've managed it in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it was amazing. The show is always good for us. It's a great chance to catch up with integrators and really just spend some time in an informal environment. Yeah, picking up the award was amazing. We've worked really hard on the sales side, on the design side, on demos and so on. And to be acknowledged for that and to pick up that award was a huge accolade. It really meant a lot to all of us. So that was a real highlight of the year for us.
It's always nice to have your hard work achieved, on something like that, isn't it? I find it was a shame that the lovely Katie Bradshaw, your marketing lady, I've known Katie for many, many years, and of course she wasn't there this year.
No, exactly. The first time, I think, for a very long time. Yeah, it was great. We had quite a few of the new team members who have joined us at the show. So it was a good chance for them to really get to understand what goes on at the EI Live show, but also, you know, how much fun the award evening is as well.
Well, here's a shout out to you, Katie. So, Barry, your life in the industry. Tell us more about your journey. I mean, you just mentioned you've been at Meridian, 8.5 years. But you've been around quite a long time. Well, dare I say that? You look 25, but you're a little older, I guess.
Yeah, I just celebrated my 43rd birthday. So, yeah, I've been around for...
You didn't have to say that, by the way.
I felt obliged. But I guess I left school after my A-levels and was working in retail, selling, audio video equipment, but also cookers, washing machines and so on from about, I think that was around 97 or so. But my first job, I would say, officially in the industry was back in 2000 when I started working with Tag McLaren Audio. So I was initially brought on to do technical support. So yeah, there was a audio company. They started about 97, 98 and started with AV, two channel products, and then moved into AV processors back then. So that was kind of the boom era for, high quality, high fidelity surround systems. And that required a lot more technical support. So I was brought in to look after, UK initially, but then turned out being everywhere else in the world as well on the tech support side of things. So a lot of my early relationships really were people phoning up saying, how do I get this to work? So that kind of started a lot of my relationships that I still have to this day. And then From about 2003, I moved into sales, started working for the International Audio Group. So I did a lot of work with Quad, Wharfdale, Mission, Audio Lab, and so on.
That's another blast from the past, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yes, they're still going strong. You know, you never forget your first chance to do a sales job. So I remember Steve McIntyre, who's still at IAG today, he was said, "Do you fancy doing some sales?" Gave me a phone, gave me a list of people, gave me a price list, and that started my first proper sales job. And then since then, I've worked at Meridian and also with the guys at Pulse for 5 years or so. So really, I've seen, you know, tech support is where I cut my teeth, moved into sales, and then from manufacturing into distribution, and now manufacturing and distribution. So it's been a really good journey, made a lot of friends. The big change over the last kind of 8 years or so is really broadening out some of that international work. So working with a lot of our distributors in other countries, which has been really good challenge for us. And then getting DBM moving, and then becoming distributor of the year. So that's kind of a brief history of time for me. Yeah,
that's a great journey.
Hmm.
I didn't know.
Really good fun.
I do remember you at Pulse. Not too sure whether we knew each other then, but you were at Pulse for 5 years, were you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, 5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, they're now Cockahoop. They've sold their company, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I find Mike and Cope to congratulate them on that. It's a great move for them, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the industry these days.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Barry, why was DBM created? What identified the need in your minds in the market, given that the industry is very much distributor-led in the UK, with many of them out there, but you decided to compete with DBM? What was DBM? What was the story behind that?
Yeah, I think it was when I started with Matthew Delaney working on the UK sales side of things for Meridian on its own, we found that there was a big need for a lot of design support. So if you think about an integrator's role, they're working on an entire home. They are working across multiple different areas of a home, from the control, the HVAC, the CCTV, the network, the audio, the video. And we found that what worked really well for the early days of getting Meridian into the CI channel in the UK was leading and helping with design support. So we created the design and specification service, which gave dealers the confidence that the system that had been specified would meet, you know, key performance criteria. And what happens is when you start designing cinema systems and you show a screen and you show that there needs to be a projector, they say, well, what screen? What projector? So we thought, well, there's definitely space in the market for a really premium audio video specialist. So if you look at our portfolio, everything we do is audio or video. There's no third-party control options. There's no lighting options. It's only really focused on that. That's our speciality. So, yeah, we could see there was a need for the support required to help with premium audio and video solutions. So, we started late 2016, early 2017, started working with Barco, and that was our sort of our premium. They're the market leader for high-end residential projection systems. So started from there, and then we sort of, I would say, grew respectfully. So we took our time. We weren't ever pushing. We never take shortcuts when we do these things. And we slowly began to grow and build momentum, and then start to add other complementary brands where we identified a need, and that's kind of how it kind of grew from that point. Yeah,
Good stuff. And what do you feel you've achieved within the last 3 years since the birth, or rather, DBM separating itself from Meridian?
I think the biggest single achievement is having heard about ourselves spoken by other, you know, manufacturers or distributors, and the phrase doing a DBM.
That's always a good testimonial, isn't it?
Yeah, when you get referred to as a Hoover
Nice.
That's when you know that you've kind of done the right thing, you know, if you're the brand name for that. So I think it's given some inspiration where you can say, well, a manufacturer can do a good job of distribution if they understand the market, if they offer a really high level of overall service. So that's, you know, pre and post sales. So that's been a big part. Obviously, we've really strengthened our relationships with the partners that we work with on the supply side of things. And, you know, it's testament to that is when we do our DBM live events and we have the manufacturers supporting and basically they have their own space to do a presentation on new products or otherwise or technologies that they want to showcase. So I think that's kind of the big thing for us is to really have been recognized by other manufacturers and suppliers around the world and just really having you know, strengthened those relationships with the partners that we work with. Yeah.
And the DBM on Meridian Live is your regular bash at Meridian HQ, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we do.
It's always a great day there.
Thank you. Yeah, we work really hard. I mean, the marketing team do an amazing job of you know, driving the integrators to come and visit us, and then we've got a really structured flow to how the day works. So we, you know, have a reasonably leisurely start, so people have got time to do bits and pieces of work before the event starts. Reasonably leisurely end, so again, you know, there's time for integrators to do work either side of when the event is on. But you know, if people are coming to visit us, there's a reason for it. There's a journey for that. You'll come away learning something, having seen some new things, having inspiration to how you could do a project in a different way next time. So there's a real flow. It's not just a case of come and see us, it'll be fun. It's a really structured, and I think people are respectful of the fact that, you know, they've given us time and we've made it worthwhile for them. So that's kind of been the success behind those types of events, I think, is it's, you know, people really feel like they're getting good value out of it and they've got some inspiration for the next projects that they're working on.
Well, I go year on year and I'm still saving up for my pair of DSP speakers.
We'll get there one year.
And of course, it's always said to me by you guys and everybody else. I know a lot of people, obviously, at Meridian and DBM. And it's always mentioned to me that you've got a portfolio of trusted partners. How many partners you got now? How many brands do you distribute with DBM now, Barry?
Well, it's quite a list.
Is it now?
They span basically a whole raft of installation applications. So on the video side of things, obviously our first brand we started working with is Barco. And as they've grown, you know, now we're finding a real uptake in the DirectView LED product that have the Bifrost range. So that's been a good addition for us. And then we started working with Lumagen this year as well on the video processing side of things.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got those two kind of things packaged together, and that works really nicely. We also started working with two more audio brands this year as well. So we started working with Amina, who everyone knows as the Coca-Cola of invisible loudspeakers. So that's a great option for us because we just don't have any invisible offerings. And we also started working with Ambisonic. We actually launched that brand in the UK.
Okay.
As a super premium outdoor audio brand. So again, there was a requirement. We wanted to offer something in outdoor audio. We didn't want a me too. We wanted something which, you know, aligns with our ethos of offering, you know, premium performance. So that was a great partnership for us, and we've really enjoyed that relationship with those guys, which has been very beneficial. There's a few projects that have already been specified and delivered, with more projects into next year. So, you know, that whole process of saying what don't we have, what is there a demand for, and then identifying what's going to be the best option, and then really committing and working with those suppliers to make sure that they've got a good footprint in the UK and a good way of, you know, being able to see and hear these things as well. So that kind of experience part is really key for us.
And of course, you work very closely with integrators, installers, holding their hand if need be. I know that for a fact, don't you?
Yeah, I think the challenge that most integrators face, so I guess there's kind of two main challenges. One is on the engineering and, you know, technician side. I know there's always a demand for more engineers and more technicians to work for those guys. But typically, there's usually only one salesperson in most of the integration companies that we work with, and that typically tends to be the business owner, by and large, especially with the kind of small to medium size integration firms. So sales is something they're actually quite light on. Quite a lot of integrators are very comfortable technically, but less comfortable from a sales perspective.
Yes.
So the experience that we have within selling things and being comfortable with how much things cost and never afraid of a price tag on anything, that's really helped to give the dealers confidence to bring clients over. We'll help them with the sales process on, you know, demonstrate what's possible, make it easy for a client to understand that this is what you can achieve and this is what you can get from a system. And then the, for us, simple question of how much does it cost? That's how much it is.
Sure.
I'm never embarrassed by how much something costs. Expensive things can be amazing value for money. They just happen to also have a larger price tag attached to them. It doesn't mean that they're bad value. So having that confidence, I think, really helps the integrators to feel like, well, I really, you know, everyone wants to sell a £150,000 projector or a £300,000 speaker package. But the confidence is really sometimes what's lacking at that point. So, yeah, we're just very confident in saying, well, yeah, of course, that's what's possible. This is what it costs. But I'm not going to apologize for that.
That's one of the key things, isn't it? I mean, these integrators and installers out there, they need support, and support is very, very important.
Absolutely, yeah.
I understand. Now, I'm a humble publisher here, so some of the technical stuff goes over my head, Barry. That's where I refer to you. But I've got a note here on a bit of paper that tells me the four pillars of DBM, which I particularly like. Unique solutions, design and specification service, demonstration facilities, and commissioning and collaboration. Very commendable.
Yeah, it's really key because it's very easy to say, cool, we've sold some stuff. but that's really where the process, you know, kind of starts. You know, the sale really is saying that the client's happy with the solution that we've proposed. So the next stage is, well, what does that look like? So our design service will create all of the documentation to show layout, where things need to be installed, what's the wiring diagram, how much rack space is required. So that's more like a technical handover document that goes to the integrator. One, it's a really useful sales tool. And then two, it's a really useful post-sale and pre-installation guide to say, this is what you need to use. Here's how it'll be installed. Here's the wiring that's required. And obviously those two things are quite closely linked together. From a demonstration facility perspective, we can show really high quality distributed audio. We've got a couple of different cinemas that we're really proud of and that have been installed for quite a while now, but recently, we'll be refreshing one of them next year, refreshed one of them this year. But the final part really is that commissioning and calibration side of things. If you don't do the final calibration on an audio system or a video system, then you've really left performance on the table. And guess what? If you're not calibrating and setting up these systems on a daily basis, or you're also doing all of the other things I mentioned, the lighting commissioning, the control system commissioning, the shades, all of those things, the integrator has a lot of things on their to-do list on a final handover to a client. So by us stepping in and saying, well, we're very happy to make sure that your Barco projectors calibrated, it should be your Waterfall or Meridian or Ambisonic system or Amina system has been calibrated from an audio perspective. And that does two things. One, gives the dealer real confidence when they're handing over the system to the client that the ta-da moment is a good moment for that for the client. And also the client's friends, family, etc., then really hear, see, feel, experience a great system, which is a potential, you know, additional client for the integrator to work with as well. So by not calibrating, by not commissioning and really doing a good job on that final part of the system, you are potentially losing out on future customers, because the system may just be okay rather than spectacular, which is really what we aim to deliver, is really spectacular systems that the client can be super proud of and that the integrator should feel really happy with the end result as well. So those things for us really handle everything from initial inquiry to handing over and making sure that everything's as it should be. And I think that's probably, you know, the integrators we've worked with who have used all of those stages have said, you know, this is great. It's been a really good experience. And then they do more projects with us. And, you know, on the marketing side of things, when we're able to, when the client's happy, we can support with case studies as well.
Sure. You mentioned Waterfall. I had the privilege. Yeah. I know Nadine and Cedric, who run Waterfall, lovely, two nice people. And I was down there recently. I was in the south of France and I visited their factory. Very impressive. And
it's amazing.
Their little demo, I would say little, I don't mean that disparagingly, but their demo area was unbelievable. And when you're sitting there drinking French champagne, it makes it all the better. But very, very impressive. But that said, obviously they're a speaker offering. You Meridian manufacture speakers. There are no conflicting brands, obviously. I'm guessing they all fit in the level that you want them to fit in from a distribution point of view.
Yeah, there's kind of a few hurdles that we put in place whenever we look at working with a new brand. And there's a few things that they need to, like boxes they need to tick really from our side to fit in the portfolio. And the first one is that they need to be a well-engineered solution. We like to sell products which have a depth of engineering behind them, because as a manufacturer, you know, from a Meridian perspective, research, development and engineering is a huge part of our product range. So when I first met Cedric and we sat down and we started to go into the technical details of how a glass loudspeaker is made and what challenges you need to overcome with engineering, I knew straight away, you know, this is perfect. Like there's a story for everything. So when you ask the question, why has it got this or why has it got that? And then the answer is a shrug of the shoulders. Then you know that, you know, why was that there then? But there was every single nut, bolt and otherwise from the Waterfall side of things. There's a reason for it. There's engineering behind it. And so that from our side was perfect. You could, it means that when we pull together a specification for a project, for a dealer, we know what performance parameters we'll be able to achieve. There's no guesswork involved in that. That's true of Waterfall. That's true of Ambisonic. That's true of Meridian. That's true of Amina as well. So every single one of those solutions, we know if we put in XYZ, we'll achieve ABC outcomes. And you can only do that when you have real measured and engineered solutions. And that really is the same across all of the brand. You know, if we look at the documentation that Barco provides with all of their projection systems, we know how bright the image will be, where the projector needs to go, what we need to do to set that projector up to achieve an amazing image as well. So same with Trenov. You know, all of the brands, if you actually look into them and past anything on page one of their website, you can know straight away that there's a real depth of engineering behind it. And, you know, that really fits in with the ethos that Meridian has as a brand. And so that really fits in with, you know, what we look for from a DBM brand. Needs to, you know, needs to have that detail and that information available for us and for the integrator.
That's the careful picking, isn't it? That's how you carefully, that was going to be a question, but you've answered it. But, you know, that's how you carefully choose and make sure all these brands fit together and there's no real conflicting kind of interest there.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, if you think, you know, if you go into looking at a loudspeaker, well, first of all, every loudspeaker manufacturer says that their one's the best, because
of course
that's what everyone does. So then we just say, okay, so what are we looking for? And, you know, if it's a pre-existing, you know, takeover from an older project which has speaker cable in place, well, that automatically is a larger job. If you want to use Meridian loudspeakers, you need to change all the cable infrastructure on the room. So that instantly becomes a more difficult proposition. Whereas if you have a passive loudspeaker like the Waterfall Pro Custom range, that's a perfect fit fit for that. We know that we don't need much installation depth to get the front wall built with LCRs and subwoofers, which you see at every EI live event and also every ISE event. You know, that's the champagne reception. The Pro Custom wall solution is something which I think everyone has seen and experienced. So that is a great offering for retro installations, but also for installations at a lower price point.
Yeah.
There's almost no crossover price point wise between Waterfall and Meridian. Then you go, I want to put a pair of loudspeakers in a room. Well, would you like to have them painted? No. Okay, there's a glass option. Oh, it looks incredible. Do they sound good? Of course. Here's the engineering behind them. Here's how they perform. I don't want to see them at all. Okay, cool. We have in-wall. No, there's a grill. I don't like that. Okay, we have invisible. Do they sound good? Yes, here's the engineering around them. Here's how you can integrate with a subwoofer. Here's how you can get a great invisible solution. So each one of those very different loudspeaker brands has a very different place to be used in an installation. And so we use our design service to work out what's going to be the best fit for every installation. So, you know, we're very proud of what we manufacture ourselves and with the Meridian brand. But there's applications we just don't cover. And in those applications, we want to make sure that we've got a good and well-engineered solution. And the brands that we work with, they cover those parallels for us. Yeah,
bit of a jigsaw puzzle, really, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, I know the stuff you do, and I've been to Meridian DBM many times and experienced the demo rooms, and I think they're brilliant. If I came to you, it's a conversation I have with other distributors. Obviously, all integrators would like to install £1 million or £2 million home cinema. But of course, there's a Middle England out there.
Yeah.
If I came to you with, I don't know, if I came to you with £4,000, could I get, what would I get? Could I get, or would that be something you refer me to somebody else?
We have options at that price point. And that's something that, you know, working with Waterfall gives us huge breadth. So you could get a 2.1 system for that kind of price point, which would look amazing and have amazing performance. You know, you'd get a subwoofer, you'd get some Serio satellite loudspeakers, which are still, you know, beautifully hand finished, aluminium and glass. So you absolutely have those price points covered with performance and with aesthetics and with simple installation. That's probably our biggest challenge, is people don't necessarily put the two together. So we're perhaps not so well known for having those more affordable price points covered. But actually, there are quite a few solutions that we can offer at that price point or below, and slightly above that as well. So, you know, that's probably we're more often known for huge high spec systems, or, you know, £60,000-£70,000 loudspeakers, that type of thing. But actually, with the brands we work with, we actually have a really big breadth of price points covered. So I think the focus or the push for us over the next 12 months is really just reminding people that we do have affordable options covered. You still get exactly the same service, support, demonstration options, design options, all of those things that we just have products. And we have those products in stock as well. So it's not like long lead time. They're ready to go. Different finishes in our warehouse ready to ship. So that's probably the area where we're least well known, but we definitely do have options at that price point for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I came into this industry probably 15, 16 years ago now, as a publisher, people like Cedia, and bless them, and I work with them now quite closely, but of course they were always advocating, and it was very £1 million cinema, home cinemas. And my editor and I, Daniel Sait, always tried to remind people that, wait a minute, if we're going to expand this business, there's only a certain amount of millionaires and billionaires that can buy these things. But of course, there is a Middle England out there, and there is a Middle England, and that's the way we need to expand the industry, I think. But expanding, that's another story, expanding the industry.
Essential. Essential Install magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
What new products have you pulled on lately, Barry?
Well, we had our own launch of the DSP9, our latest loudspeaker, which has been unbelievably well received. That's what we actually launched. One of three things we launched at the last DBM live event. We're super proud of that. That's picked up an award from Cedia. It's picked up a London Design Award.
Nice.
It's a testament to all of the teamwork that's done at the factory, from the engineering side, the manufacturing side, the marketing side of things, the sales side of things. That's been a real success story for us. Looks incredible, sounds epic, is reassuringly priced.
That's a lovely phrase, isn't it, Barry? We won't talk about pennies and pounds, but reassurably priced. I like that.
Yeah, you can be very proud of installing a pair of those into a client's home and know that there'll be. I mean, I actually had a really nice text from our distributor over in Spain, who had one of the first pairs of DSP9s, actually the first pair that went out into a client installation. And he shared a WhatsApp message from the client to the integrator that just said, I love these speakers. They're freaking awesome, which, you know, that's great. And obviously the first thing you do is you share that with all of the guys at the factory. You know, this is what they look like in the client's home, and this is how happy he is with his loudspeakers. So that's just a really cool and fun part of the job, is seeing, you know, because the reality is we make a device, a box, we supply other people's boxes that they make, and that's the real nut and bolt of you know, what we do, if we really break it down into base terms. But the reality is that the combination of those boxes, the skill in which they're installed and then calibrated and commissioned, they're not boxes then, they're experiential devices that really transform a space, whether that's outside in a garden, whether that's in a swimming pool with invisible loudspeakers, whether that's in a theatre application. They're not boxes at that point. They are things that transport you to a different time and a different place. And I think we really care about that. And actually everyone really cares about that across every part of the DBM team and the Meridian team. So I think people see that, clients see that when they come up with their integrators and see the team working together, and they see the fun that we're having demonstrating these things. Integrators see that as well. They see that we actually care about these things. It's not a case of, yeah, you've sold some more boxes, move along to the next one. You know, we're super proud and super enthusiastic about all of the experiences that we're delivering to so many people. And that's, I think, we keep coming back to that. And anytime we make it, add a new brand to the range, every time we upgrade some areas of the demonstration facility, we show everyone that works here, here's the new cool thing we've got. So you have 15, 20 people at a time outside listening to the ambisonic speakers,
right,
for example.
Yeah.
Because everyone cares. And I think that's one of the big takeaways. Anyone that comes to visit us, they feel that. And, you know, we're really proud of that. It's not boxes. The boxes are almost like a necessary evil to get to where you want to go to. Yeah.
No, I can understand that. And I should imagine the look on clients' faces when you first fire up these things must be really quite phenomenal, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, the sort of highlight to me is either an expletive. That's one of my favourites. if you show someone something and the first thing you get is an expletive, or a rolling up of the sleeve and showing you the goosebumps. You know, that for me is kind of that's what we strive for, and
that's a satisfying part of your job, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, hugely. Because people just go, yeah, you know, it's. you know what it's like. If you're going to somewhere and someone's going to sell you something, inverted commas, you're on the defensive. I don't want to spend too much money. I don't want them to think that I'm wealthy and therefore assume I would like to spend all of this money. It's absolutely never that. They might well end up spending vast fortunes, but that's their choice. And they do it because they want to, because they feel comfortable, happy, excited about that purchase. And I think changing it from being like a barrier or a I don't want to, you know, be sold to suddenly, oh, I'm having a great time. This is brilliant. What a great day out. I'm going to have an amazing system in my home. That for me is you know, the joy in what we do. Yeah.
But of course, you've got your demo facility. I'm just thinking on the sales side of things. I mean, I'm a salesman at heart. That's how I started my business life. And of course, selling a system like your, for example, like your Barco cinema system there, when you sit and listen to it, it's unbelievable. But it's a question, I guess, of selling to the house owner. This is going to cost you X amount, and it's will be quite big X amount, and what you get for your money. But of course, I suppose you just sit them in your demo, and you just tend to blow them away, don't you?
I think so. I mean,
that's a good point. That's a good point, actually, Barry. Do you get end users in your cinemas, not just integrators?
Absolutely, yeah. So typically what happens is the integrators will come up first so that they aren't surprised by what they see and they can understand. And it's two things. One, of course, we want to be able to demonstrate what we can offer in terms of products and experience to the integrator. But also we like for them to get to know us as a team, know who they're going to be dealing with, and decide if they like those people. I think that's super important, that you have personable relationship. You know, if you know that you've met the person that's going to be looking after you from a tech support kind of side of things, and you go, oh yeah, Alex is cool, he's going to look after me, I trust him, I know that if I phone him, he'll be on the end to help. Or you meet, you know, Chris Smythe on the design side of things, and you see his passion and enthusiasm for pulling together designs, jump on a Teams call with him and work through a project. That's the key. They're the key pillars of what we do, is the people that you contact at any stage of the process, that they're attentive, they care, they're interested. And then in terms of, you know, demos to clients, there's nothing for us to apologize about something costing a lot of money. And the relative amount of money that costs relative to the wealth of an individual,
sure,
are the two very different things. So I've always wanted to sell, even when I first started working in a really small family-run retail business, I always wanted to sell the most expensive thing in the shop. Not because it made me the most money, but because it was the coolest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, why wouldn't you want the coolest thing? So if something costs 50 grand, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 pounds as a single individual item, well, it's probably awesome.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why it costs a load of money. And if the project suits that product, so we won't just sell the most expensive thing because it's, again, the highest value. Does it work in this installation? Does the engineering work? If so, absolutely, you should have it. Here's why you should have it. And no, I'm not going to apologize for it costing a lot of money. That's just how much it costs. You know, you have to put yourself in the same mindset and mentality as, you know, one of the people that work in a Ferrari dealership. They don't ever apologize that the car's £400,000 and no, it doesn't come with XYZ. They're optional and they're £20,000. They say, wouldn't it be great to specify your £400,000 car exactly how you'd like it? And guess what? They have very long waiting lists.
Yes.
And
yes.
The clients, that they never worry. They just buy it and they buy it and they buy it because it's a fun process. So we need to be more like those people when it comes to selling products, and less of the mentality of, I think I can save you some money, because actually saving money is, in most cases, sacrificing on the experience. You know, could we use a smaller loudspeaker? Sure, we'll achieve less SPL and less coverage. Could we use fewer subwoofers? Sure, we'd achieve the same thing. Less SPL, less coverage, more uneven room response. Could we use a more affordable projection system? Yep, but we should make the screen smaller and the image is going to be less bright. The client never asked for those things, so don't don't offer them an option of, you know, you can save some money and do this or otherwise, because I can guarantee you that the person selling the kitchen to the client won't be thinking, well, I'll save them a few pounds on a lower cost counter. Of course they won't. Neither would an interior designer, neither would the architect, of those things. So I think, you know, we're talking about people that like and are used to having the very best things which are available. So we just present those in a professional manner with the engineering that backs up that purchase, with the, by the way, this is going to be awesome. Let's get the excitement and the enthusiasm in there, and then let the client make the choice.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the old adage, I think, isn't it? You get what you pay for.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think so. You know, can you get great performance at a low price point? Absolutely. The caveats are, you know, room size and whatever else. So, you know, would our £4,000 solution be very good? Yes, it would in this size and space. Would it be very good in a 20-meter theatre? No, absolutely not. Sure. It's the wrong product.
Sure.
So it's really just putting, not caveats, but also just framing the context of where this will be used and what the experience level we're expecting is. And I think we have so much confidence in doing that because we've worked on so many systems over so many years that we're super informed and we're super confident about those things. And that's something that the integrator really likes, because they're on the hook, right? If we deliver something that doesn't perform, well, they'll get the phone call from the client. Ultimately, so will we, right? Because it always passes that way. But you don't want that. You want to have happy client, happy integrator, repeat business. And so we will never leave someone upset with something that's not working or not performing as they expect it should do. That's just not what we do. We'll jump straight in. We'll make sure that everything's sorted. Everyone's happy. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do. That's what we've done really well. That's what the reputation we've created.
But that's the beauty of the integrators and installers coming to specialists like you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what they get and what they end up with. Okay. It's brilliant stuff. DBM, of course, as you probably all know, is a regular contributor to Essential Install magazine, editorial and advertising wise, highlighting case studies, products that DBM have worked on and who have worked with. We had the pleasure of creating and publishing a dedicated DBM magazine recently, which I know you entitled The Pinnacle of Image and Sound back in September. Definitely one for the listeners here, definitely worth checking out their website or our website for getting a copy. Or if you get in touch with DBM, they will send you a copy. So, Barry, what's in store for next year?
More.
more of the high performance same.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've got plans in store to upgrade our reference theatre. We recently installed an Altitude 32, which gives us obviously quite a lot more channels of loudspeakers that we can explore. So we've done a bass calibration on that. We're really happy with how that's sounding. So absolutely, there'll be some significant upgrades to that theatre. I'm super excited because it's already sounding the best it ever has sounded, and we've got a lot more planned for that. We will be investing in more demonstration facilities within our building area. So
wonderful.
We've claimed some additional space, so that will be developed over, you know, the next 6 or 9 months or so, where we'll be having additional spaces. And it's really because we want to be able to show things like Next Gen Tech Audio over IP. That needs a space where we can get hands-on, we can show the integrators the many benefits it offers for an installation, how simple it is, how elegant it is. But that really needs its own space to be able to be showcased. And that's something that we're really keen to do, because Audio over IP is really, really starting to gain some traction.
Yes.
On the marine side of things, but also in residential. So that really is the premium solution for that. So we're really keen to be able to showcase that. Probably another cinema, because we like those. Be nice to have another theatre just to showcase some of the other products.
Sure.
A two-channel space. We know that obviously we've got our new DSP-9s, but Waterfall have some new products they've got in the pipeline as well. So, yeah, I think more demonstration space, more case studies with our integrators and just really focusing on the brands that we're working with to make sure that, you know, that they're getting viewed and demoed by the integrators and by clients and, you know, drive some more business through that way. Yeah.
When I was with the Waterfall people over in the south of France, he showed me a few things and said, look at this. This is fantastic. But you can't tell anybody about it. I said, really?
It's the first rule.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely swore me to secrecy. And I guess you've got those bits and pieces now.
Well, I've, we've seen a few bits. So, yeah, we're ready for next year. Yeah.
I might know more than you do then.
You probably have seen more than I have at this stage. Yeah, you've seen real life. I've seen presentation. Yeah.
Oh, right. Barry, looking into the future, where does DBM see itself in, say, 3 to 5 years? What's the wider picture? You want to conquer the world, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably fair to say. I think a couple of things. One is just really expanding on what we've delivered so far. When we grow, we like to do so in a sustainable fashion. So there's never a plan of let's quadruple, you know, next year's sales number. But we are planning to really support that future growth. So more infrastructure internally, so more bandwidth to be able to keep on top of the projects that we're working on, the commissioning side of things, really pushing the commissioning side of things. There's a few projects we've helped to sign off recently. Alex has been out and about. He's out again on Thursday as well, just to do some more commissioning. So really start to get a name for ourselves as being the go-to when it comes to audio and video calibrations. Like I say, improve our demonstration space so there's more breadth of product to be able to be viewed by dealers and clients. More case studies. You know, the integrators put so much effort into these projects. So when there is an opportunity to really showcase the amazing work that they've done, you know, we're always really keen to broadcast that and really help them try, you know, gain some additional business from the back of that, because that's a really good business card for them to show what they're capable of. Sure. So really, I would say more of the same, but never any wavering on the commitment from the support, the service, the quality side of things. So making sure the infrastructure is in place from our end to support that growth as well. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to DBM Live already. I can't remember. What time of year is it, Barry? Is it kind of mid-year, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. The 2 or 3 week window where it might be sunny in England is typically when we try and arrange that, because it's always good to have a barbecue or something along those lines, so that we've got some nice breaks to consolidate all of the information that's been absorbed during the sessions. So typically, yeah, mid-year, but you know, there'll be a few product launches that will probably bring us into maybe having two or three events next year, because, you know, when you've got something new to showcase, it's always good to that an event. Yeah. The nice thing is, because we've got so many partners, there's always something new to talk about, something exciting to show. So yeah, I think there'll be a busy year next year.
Well, I'll be looking forward to my pulled pork roll and salad. But Barry, we time is coming to an end now. But before we go, I know DBM. Well, I believe DBM will be at IC at the end of January, and any other shows, events
Absolutely.
Throughout the year. What have you got scheduled? Your big time at IC, I'm guessing. Do you have a demo area there? Forgive me.
No, we typically don't do demo areas at shows like that, just simply because of how much noise that there is. We will absolutely be there. We'll have some things to show, which I'm obviously not going to tell you about now, but you'll have to make sure you're at ISE so you can see.
I've only missed one in 17 years.
Yeah, it's I'm starting to learn my way around Barcelona now. So
it's quite nice, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's really nice. So yeah, we'll be at ISE, we'll obviously be at EI Live. We'll have our DBM event or two or three, depending. And of course, anytime if there's any integrators that go, that does sound good, can I have a look at some of that? Yeah, of course you can. We're always open, always happy to show you around. As much or as little time as you've got, we can make sure it's worthwhile the visit, make sure you really get something out of that. So yeah, a lot going on for 2024. So if you wanted to see any of these things, or if any integrators want to arrange a demo, just let us know and we'll get that that booked in and
brilliant.
Make you smile. Yeah,
well, you know, we're there supporting you guys. You know that with the shows and the websites and the magazine, we're always got some good friends at Meridian, and I do enjoy coming. Well, I've really enjoyed, it's been a pleasure, Barry. I've really enjoyed the conversation. It's been very interesting. I look forward to seeing what's in store for the coming years at DBM. And of course, we'll grab a beer or two, no doubt, at ISE.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, always welcome. And yeah, thanks very much. It's great to work with you guys, and you do an amazing job, you know, representing the best things that are done within within our industry as well. So thank you.
It's nice. I always say it's nice working with nice people.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like work, then it's good, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Right. Okay, that's about all we'd have time for this recording, which just leaves me to say thank you to Barry Sheldrick, of Director of Sales at DBM, for your time today. Thanks, Barry.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Great to chat.
And remember, if you want to be included in Essential Install magazine, contact Daniel Sate, the editor. He's always looking for content. The next in the Essential Install podcast series, I'm interviewing Ron Callis, the CEO of One Firefly, on January the 16th. So, as we're recording this before Christmas, have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll see you again in the new year. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.